Dear ones in Christ, if in this life only we're having our hope in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied, because it would all be for nothing. But, beloved, if God can be trusted at His word, we will obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it will take our Father the whole of eternity to fully demonstrate the exceeding riches of His grace to us in Christ. And He will do it with loving kindness and with tender mercies. I can speak in tongues. I have proof of eternal life. I've seen the Father heal the sick. I've seen Him raise the dead. I've seen Him rebuke hurricanes, stop tornadoes, cast out devil spirits, and return men to a sound mind. I've seen Him deliver people from addictions. I've seen Him provide barren women with children. I've seen Him cure incurable diseases, and on and on and on. And I saw it all done by the power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ, His Son. My money says God will not fail a single word that He promises. The so-called God of this world, the devil, is the liar, the deceiver, the seducer, the murderer, the thief, the destroyer, not the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God can be trusted. While the God of this world does His best to blind people's eyes to the truth. Our God created the heavens and the earth. Evolution is the lie of the adversary. Our God created man in His image, which is spirit. He raised His Son from the dead. Oh yeah, there's global warming. Yeah, people who reject God will see global warming and more. And there's nothing they will be able to do to stop it by their human secularism. The adversary seems to have a new lie every day. My Father is a God of grace, mercy, love, forgiveness, peace, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. He's light, not darkness. His will is only good to His people. He's the blesser, the healer, the deliverer, and His goodness leads men to a change of heart. Which one do you think is trustworthy? Personally, I look forward to the day Christ returns and fulfills His promise, His Father's promise to us. The world may look darker day by day, but the promise of His coming draws nearer day by day. The saints who lived before us all died believing the promise, but they did not receive it. They saw it afar off, and because of it they lived as pilgrims and strangers on the earth. They believed God's promise. The Lord Jesus is the only one to obtain it thus far. God raised Him from the dead, and 40 days later He ascended through the heavens and sat down at the right hand of God as the author and finisher of our salvation. The day draws near that we will follow, beloved. So, don't cast away your believing, because it has great recompense of reward. Our Father who promised is trustworthy. Until then, practice the Father's presence in your life. And take it one day at a time. May God keep you with His peace and great grace. God bless you.